This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. Still standing, I want us to read our foundation scripture for this journey as we're still standing. Luke chapter 9 from verse 12 to 17. Luke chapter 9 from verse 12 to 17. I read, it says, "And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge and get victuals. For we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said, We have no more but fish, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all these people. For they were about 5,000 men, that's excluding the women and children. And he said to his disciples, Make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke them and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled, and there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. Amen. I wanted to walk up to 5 people, announce to them, you know, this journey. Tell them, God will turn your story around. God will turn your story around. Tell them, God will turn your story around. Announce to them, God will turn your story around. God will turn your story around. And if you believe that the turnaround, God will turn your story around, give him praise tonight. Give Jesus praise. Please, you may be seated. I believe tonight that God's word is a prophecy to every one of us as we do the first installment of the 2 Wednesdays of turnaround, or turn it around. So tonight, I want you to receive it in faith. I want you to release your faith. I want you to release your faith tonight. Thank you. And receive all that God has in store for you. So as we start this journey, I want you to, you know, give me all of your attention and do not be distracted. Because as I lay foundation, it will be very crucial that you understand the foundation I'll be laying tonight. Because based on this foundation, when you grasp it, it will enable you by next week, when we come to the conclusion of this 2-part series, you will have fully grasped all that God has in store for you. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, you will come into the things that heaven has ordained for you in the season. Now, when they gave the bread to Jesus, according to the book of Luke chapter 9 from verse 12 to 14, when they gave it to Jesus, it was just 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. But by the time Jesus was done with it, what was remaining, according to the scripture, was 12 baskets left over. When they gave it over to Jesus, it was just 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. And by the time Jesus was done with it, 12 baskets were left over. And I've come to discover that those who live well, you know, on this planet Earth, have also learned how to multiply well. Those who live well have learned how to multiply well. They have learned how to take what comes into their life in one way, improve on it, rehabilitate it, renovate it, then release it. Anyone that must live well here on this planet Earth must be able to master how to multiply whatever comes into their life, be it the good, the bad, and the ugly. You must be able to take it, rehabilitate it, improve on it, take it, rehabilitate it, improve on it, renovate it, and then release it. Now, when that thing came to them, it was one thing. But by the time they were done with it, by the time Jesus was done with it, it became another thing completely. It was turned around completely. It came as 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. But by the time Jesus was done with it, it didn't just leave as, you know, leftover bread and fish. Also, it had already taken care of the needs of the people, dealt with the needs of the people, and brought them to the place of fulfillment. I pray for you that on the wings of these 2 Wednesdays, may whatever the issue is be dealt with in the name of Jesus. I say, may whatever the issue is be dealt with in the name of Jesus. May you experience a complete turnaround in your life in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. Now, when you learn the skill of turning things around, what feels like a liability, you can turn it into becoming an asset. What feels like a liability can be turned into becoming an asset when you learn the skill of turning things around. And the reason I can confidently tell you and I tonight that things coming into your life can be turned around into an asset is because our Heavenly Father, He is the turnaround God. Our Heavenly Father is the turnaround God. That is to say, our God in heaven, He is a turnaround God. And because He's a turnaround God, I pray for you again. He will turn your life around in the name of Jesus. You may think that the things are already working well. I don't need anything to be turned around for me. But I declare again over you, because God is not done with you yet, I prophesy He will turn your life around in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Give God your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Do you know that the reason why many of us are still sane today is because God has turned around certain things in our life? The reason why some of you are still sane today is because God has turned around some things for you. There were things that came into your life which were designed by the adversary to destroy you. But when God placed His hands on it, and by the time God was done with that thing, what the enemy meant for evil, liability, God turned it around, worked it out for your good, it became an asset. And the scripture makes it clear, for all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. I declare again, whatever it is that was sent to you to destroy you, it is turned around in the name of Jesus. I say it is turned around in the name of Jesus. I say it is turned around in the name of Jesus. And if you believe tonight that you are a product of the turnaround God, if you believe tonight you are where you are today because God turned some things around for you, I want you to make the devil mad tonight. Give Jesus your highest praise tonight. Celebrate Him for turning those things around tonight. Give Him praise. Make the devil mad tonight that you are celebrating the turnaround God. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Shout your praise. Clap your hands. Celebrate the turnaround God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are products of the turnaround God. God had to turn certain things around for us to be where we are today. If the Lord had not turned them around, some of you would have lost your mind. If the Lord had not turned them around, what the enemy meant for evil, it would have come to pass. But thanks be to God, we serve a God who does not take referral letter from the hands of the enemy. So when the enemy throws you a stone, He turns it around. It becomes a stepping stone to your next level. And I pray for you tonight, as your amen will thunder, receive a turnaround story in the name of Jesus. I say receive a turnaround story in the name of Jesus. Listen, most of you shouldn't have even been where you are today if God had not turned it around for you. He turned your mourning into dancing. He gave you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He turned your shame into celebration. He turned your tears into jubilation. And I came to congratulate you. Welcome to your turnaround season in the name of Jesus. I say, welcome to your turnaround season in the name of Jesus. You've done everything you know how to do. It looks like nothing will ever change. I came to announce to you tonight, by the time the Lord is done with you, your story will not only change, it will also become a testimony that builds faith in the life of others in the name of Jesus. Give God your highest praise tonight. Understand that you and I, that is made in the image and the likeness of God, we also have the same capacity and capability to turn things around as well. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 28. The Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. Child of God, you are blessed. I say you are blessed. I say you are blessed. You saw in the morning God blessed and multiplied. I declare again, you are blessed to multiply in the name of Jesus. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. I declare, you are blessed to multiply in the name of Jesus. And he said, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So God was giving them here instruction, and at the same time, he was also giving them permission. He was giving them in Genesis 1, he was giving them instruction and permission all at once. He was giving them instruction, permission at the same time to be able to do something they have the capability to do. And they were not going to do that thing except God instructs them to do it. So he was giving them instruction and at the same time giving them permission to do what they have the capacity to do, and they would not have done it if he, God, has not instructed them to do it. And often when you look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, we limit that scripture to procreation. And that is an inaccurate interpretation of that verse, because all throughout scriptures, one of the things you will see is you will see certain women who couldn't procreate in the Bible. So we cannot limit Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 to procreation. So what is God saying to them then? What was God trying to explain to them? So what God was saying to us through them metaphorically, what in this passage, is that I have given you Eden, and Eden is empty. But I have put something on the inside of you that you can use to fill up empty Eden. So God was saying to go replenish Eden. I have already given you Eden, and I didn't just give it to you. I have put something on your inside that can enable you replenish Eden. So he says to them, be fruitful and multiply. So what this simply means was God was saying to Adam and Eve that in the Garden of Eden, he was saying to them that, you know, I have given you Eden. Now this is what I have given to you. Go and multiply it. Go and reproduce in it. Not just procreate, go and reproduce in it, because this is my intention for the place. So listen, friends, what God gives to you is what he intends for you to turn around. So God gave them Eden, and his intention was for them to turn it around. He didn't give them Eden for them to stay like that. He gave them Eden, and his intention for giving them Eden is so that they can turn it around. Every time God puts things in your hands, his intention for you is so that you turn whatever it is that he has given to you, you turn it around, because he has given you the ability, the capacity, the capability to be able to turn things around. God has empowered you to be able to turn things around. The same way he is a turnaround God, you yourself, you are a turnaround believer. There is nothing that comes into your life that you cannot turn around. Give Jesus praise tonight. What God gives us is not what he intends for you to have. Whatever he gives to you is what he intends for you to turn around. And some of you have disappointments because in your hand is 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. In your hand is 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. And God is saying, that is not what I have intended for you to have. I have not intended for you to have 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. That is not what I want you to have. That is what I want you to turn around. So some of you listening to me right now, what is in your hands is not all that God has intended for you to have. What is in your hands is what God wants you to turn around. So the 5 loaves and 2 fishes was not heaven's intention for them. It was something that was meant for a turnaround. And I pray for you that whatever God has put in your hands that must be turned around, may you not sit on it in the name of Jesus. May you turn it around in the name of Jesus. May you not sit on what is intended for turnaround. You sit on it, you're crying, you're disappointed. I pray for you, receive grace to turn around what God put in your hands in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. So what is in your hands is not your harvest. That is your seed. And I have a word for you tonight. I don't know what is coming your way, but the remaining days of 2025, I decree and I declare, whatever comes your way, you will turn it around in the name of Jesus. I say, whatever comes your way, you will turn it around in the name of Jesus. When the enemy throws his attacks on you, you will turn it around in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come upon you. And I declare, take that pain and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Take that loss and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Take that attack and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Take that divorce and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Take that battle in your business and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Take that gang up against you and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Take their lies against you and turn it around in the name of Jesus. I said, take it and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Give the Lord your praise. What the devil meant for evil, I pray for you tonight. Take it and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I turn it around. Thunder, I turn it around. Thunder, I turn it around. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. Whatever the enemy throws at you, turn it around. Turn it around. No. You're not going to sit there and cry and mourn. No. When the enemy throws it at you, turn it around. Hallelujah. Turn it around. They threw Paul and Silas into the jail, into the dungeon. They turned it around. Hayina Marusata. Listen, friends, I pray for you in this season. May you turn everything around in your life that needs to be turned around in the name of Jesus. So when people are observing you, when you are going through a hard season, and they ask you the question they always ask, which is, so what are you going to do? You tell them, I will turn it around. I will turn it around. They ask you, so what are you going to do? Can't you see what is happening? Akiri, are you not seeing? No. I will turn it around. Lift your voice, say, I will turn it around. Thunder, I am going to turn it around. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. So you don't sit on what the enemy throws at you. Turn it around. Are you understanding me tonight? Turn it around. Because the turnaround God lives on the inside of you. Listen, friends. God will not tell you to be fruitful and multiply if the multiplier is not already in you. And that is why you and I need a revelation to know what you can do, what we can do. He tells you that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And I pray for you in this season. Receive revelation to know what God has given to you in the name of Jesus. Say amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is what these two Wednesdays is all about, to arm you. To arm you. To arm you so that even with tears in your eyes, you're turning things around. With confusion in your mind, you're turning it around. People walk away from you, you're turning it around. People walk away and leave you, abandon you, you're turning it around. Are you understanding me tonight? People unjustly accuse you, you're turning it around. People intentionally plan to destroy you, you are turning it around. Hallelujah. 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 We saw in the scriptures, the Bible said that they said, come, let us deal wisely with them so that we can stop them from multiplying. In the midst of the enemy dealing wisely with them, the Bible said in verse 12 of that same scripture, they multiplied and they grew. The more they afflicted them, they turned it around. It became their weapon of growth. I don't know what I've been afflicting you. I came to declare, you are turning it around. It will become your weapon of growth in the name of Jesus. It will become your weapon of growth in the name of Jesus. They said, let's deal wisely with them. But as they were dealing wisely with them, the Bible said, the more they afflicted, and put verse 12 only, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiply. The more they, you could have thought that affliction should have hindered them. But they took the affliction and they turned it around. It became their weapon of growth, I declare. I don't know what I've been thrown at you. I came to announce, may you turn it around in the name of Jesus. Let it become your testimony in the name of Jesus. Let it become your testimony in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight.
They didn't sit down on what they were afflicting them with and were crying. They lifted themselves and said, we are not going to die in this affliction. We might as well turn it around, because the turnaround God is on our side. Give the Lord your praise tonight if you believe that. In our text, Jesus, as we return back to Luke chapter 9, Jesus gives us a powerful picture on how to turn things around. The text exposes you and I to an experience that Jesus had after a time of ministry, after teaching the people. And 5,000 men were present. I didn't think they counted the women and children, because that would have doubled the number. Now, after Jesus had taught the crowd all day long, the Bible recorded that they were now hungry. Then the disciples comes to him and says to him, let's send these people away. Let's send these people away. Then Jesus tells them, feed them. They tell Jesus, we don't have the provision for this problem. We don't have the provision for this problem. Child of God, you have the provision to fix that problem. Jesus said, feed them. They said to Jesus, this problem, we have no provision for it. Listen, child of God, you have the provision to fix that problem. Hear this. They see a problem, and their initial response was, let's send this problem away. That was their initial response. Let's send the problem. So sometimes, that is always our initial response when we encounter problems. When you encounter problems, when you run into a problem, your desire is, Jesus, send it away. Your prayer is, Jesus, please send this problem away. And Jesus is like, there are some things I cannot send away. They said to Jesus, we have a problem. And our response is this, let's send it away. And Jesus said, there are certain problems I will not send away. And that has always been many believers' challenge. They encounter problem. The first response is, God, take this cup from me. God, send this problem away. And Jesus is saying that there are certain things and some things I can't send away, because I was the one who actually permitted it your way. I allowed it. I didn't send it to you, but I allowed it. Because there are some problems God allows to come into your proximity, because there are some things you need to know in your current season that you will need before you get into your next season. So God allows it. So God allows it. Understand that God's providence, in his providence, when his providence is at work, even in your problem, he is so much God that he even makes sure that your problem comes at the right time and forms part of his agenda for your life. He is the sovereign King of Kings. You see all of this noise the enemy is making about regulate church, regulate this. God has allowed it, because there's a revival that needs to be bettered. And the revival will not happen until there is a persecution from the spirit of Jezebel. Every time there is persecution, it begs revival. Every time. Study the scriptures. How did Philip preach the gospel to the Ethiopian eunuch? It was when they were persecuted, they scattered, the church spread. Get ready. The church is about to spread like wildfire in this season. Oh, no gate of hell can stop the spread of the church in this season. In the name of Jesus. Listen, we are about to have believers pray like they have never prayed before. We are about to have pastors pray like they have never prayed before. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. So God's providence, he allows. Why? He is the sovereign King of Kings. And the challenge is, us and God don't always agree on timing. And God, he is so much God and he's sovereign at the same time, that he even arranges for you to experience certain problems at the best time for you to experience them. And the challenge is, we don't always agree with our Heavenly Father when it comes to timing or when the best time is. So God allows certain problems to come your way, because there are certain things you need to learn in your current season that you need before you get into your next season. And some of you right now, if you can testify with me or agree with me, you will know that the things you are learning now actually is not for your current season. What you are learning in this season is for the next season. It is for the next season. And the reason you are learning it now is when you get into that season, the enemy will not allow you learn what you ought to have learned to be prepared for that season. So he won't allow you learn it. So you cannot start trying to learn what you should have known before you entered into the season. You require that knowledge or you require that experience. So God sends you the lion and the bear. And to you, you think it is bad timing. But God is saying there is a Goliath coming. That if you don't learn with the lion and the bear, when you get in the presence of Goliath, he will not give you the time to be able to learn. So he sends you the lion and the bear. So that the lion and the bear becomes a training ground. Are you understanding me tonight? So it becomes a training ground. So you are thinking the lion and the bear is bad timing. God is saying, no. It is the right timing because just the next season waiting for you is Goliath. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So what God does is he uses the lion and the bear to cultivate confidence in you so that when you have to deal with Goliath, you will have no doubt in the ability of God to deliver to the uttermost. Because you now know something in the current season because of what you have learned in the past season. David was able to say, the God who delivered me from the lion and from the bear will also deliver me from you, uncircumcised Philistine. If he had not learned to trust in God and the ability of God to deliver to the uttermost, when he arrived in the presence of Goliath, he wouldn't have known what to say. He wouldn't have had faith in the ability of God. So he said, he delivered me with the lion. He delivered me with the bear. Goliath, you are the next for the ground. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So some of you right now, you will also agree with me that if you had the experience 10 years ago, the things you are experiencing this year, you will have died. If you agree with me. The things you are experiencing now, if you had experienced it 10 years ago when you were prayerless, when some of you were not even born again, you had experienced it then, you would have been committed to a psychiatric home. You would have lost your mind. The things you have gone through this year, some of you have gone through hell and high waters. You've been through it all this year. Already, it's just 10 months. You have completed the curriculum of 24 months. If you have gone through what you went through now, 10 years ago, or even 2 years ago, you will have seen flames. So God allowed it. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Amen. So God knew the right time to allow those things come into your life or come into your experience. Listen to this, friends. God is so sovereign to the point where you will see his sovereignty even in your mistakes. In the book of Genesis, the Bible said that Abraham made a mistake when his wife told him to go lie with, to go sleep with Hagar, who was his maid. And in the book of Genesis, you will see that mistake so clear. And the fruit of that mistake was called Ishmael. Ishmael was the fruit of that mistake. Then Abraham had another son after, you know, Sarah sent away Hagar and her son and the bondwoman and her son sent them away. Abraham now had the child of the promise, which was Isaac. Isaac gave birth to Jacob. Jacob gave birth to Joseph, who was one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Then Joseph had to deal with jealousy from his brothers. He was thrown into the pit where they expected him to die. They completed, you know, they contemplated of killing him. And until one of his brothers, you know, Judah, made up his mind and said, no, why not, let's not kill him. Let's bring him out and sell him as a slave. Let's not kill him. So Judah intervened in the killing of Joseph. He intervened. They could have killed Joseph, but Judah intervened. The word Judah simply means praise. And Judah saved his life. So friends, there are situations that only praise can bring you out. Praise brought Judah out, or brought Joseph out of the pit. There are many of you right now, you've prayed all manner of prayers, you have fasted, you have done everything. You need to get involved in praise, whereby you get home tonight, you start praising God, you start giving Him praise, you start dancing until you have a conviction in your spirit that you are out of that pit. Some of you right now, the weapon that will bring you out is your praise. Nothing could have brought Joseph out of the pit. Judah was the one who intervened. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. And the Bible recorded that they brought him out, because praise will always bring you out of your low places. And I don't know who you are. I declare, as you give God your high praise, you are coming out of that low place in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of that pit in the name of Jesus. You have done everything you know how to do. As you engage in high praises to God, prophetic praise, warfare praise, I declare, you are out in the name of Jesus. Some of you will have to arrive in your office earlier than everybody and just dance before the Lord for 30 minutes. Hallelujah. So praise brought Joseph out of the pit. And that is why the devil always wants you to be quiet, because he knows the power of praise. That is why he wants you to complain, because he knows the power of praise. He knows what praise can do. Every time the devil puts pressure on your tongue is so that he can diminish your praise. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord this evening. So Judah sees the Ishmaelite, as they brought him out to sell him. Judah sees the Ishmaelite coming, and he suggested to his other brothers for them to sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites. So Joseph was taken by the Ishmaelites, and they sold him in Egypt to a man named Potiphar. He was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. He goes into prison, comes out of prison after some years, and became the prime minister of Egypt. And at the end of the day, he saved his family from famine. But none of that will have happened without a mistake. None of that will have happened without the mistake of Abraham. Why? Because it was the Ishmaelite who came from the lineage of Ishmael that bought Joseph. And they helped transported him to the place of destiny. If Ishmael didn't exist, there wouldn't have been the Ishmaelites. And if they were not there, Joseph would probably have died in the pit. So the turnaround God will always take the mistakes of your past and use it as a transport for your future. Ishmael was Abraham's mistake, but it became a transportation system for Joseph, who was the grandson of, or the great grandson of Abraham. Every time in our mistakes, the sovereign God knows how to take our mistakes and turn it around. That is why I came to tell you in this season that no matter what has happened to you, be it a mistake, God will turn it around for your good in the name of Jesus. I say he will turn it around for your good in the name of Jesus. Your heavenly Father is so much God that even when the devil tries to use your mistakes against you, God turns your mistakes around and use your mistake for your good and for his glory. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible now tells us, makes it clear to us how Joseph came out, but it was through the Ishmaelites. Let me close somewhere here. The Bible talks about the concept of recompense and vengeance. Now, what I've come to discover is that as believers, we have not spent much time to unpack the word recompense and the word vengeance. And often we limit the concept of recompense to humans and not to the adversary. We forget to understand that the adversary as well, you know, is the one who is behind whatever it is that is happening in the natural. Recompense and vengeance, listen to this carefully. Recompense and vengeance is not God engaging in evil acts to punish those who have caused you pain. Recompense and vengeance is not God engaging in evil acts to punish those who have caused you pain. Instead, It is God empowering you to succeed in spite of the pain they have caused you. Recompense and vengeance. Hear me very carefully. If you catch this, I've finished my assignment for tonight. Recompense and vengeance is not God engaging in an evil act to punish those who have caused you pain. Recompense and vengeance is God empowering you to succeed in spite of the pain they have caused you. He then allowed those who have caused you that pain to be in close proximity where they have to watch you excel. They be in close proximity where they have to watch you excel. So their punishment is them watching you win. Their punishment is them watching you excel. The Bible says he prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Are you understanding me tonight? So the punishment of your enemies, those who have caused you pain, their punishment is they stay long enough within close proximity to watch you win and excel. Are you understanding me, friends? Because this table God is preparing, it has to be in their presence. Not in the presence of your friends, in the presence of your enemies. So while you want them to die, God is saying, no, no, no. If they die, they will not have fulfilled prophecy. Hey! So they look at you and say, you can't make it. And they do all kinds of evil. God allows them to live long enough and keep them around Polokwane or whatever city you are in, so that as you are excelling, they are checking you out. They are seeing it. And the excelling is preparing them. So you join the pepper them gang. Give Jesus your praise. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. I came to announce to you, in the remaining days of 2025, your enemies will watch you eat in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to do anything about it. They will watch you excel in the name of Jesus. They will be within close proximity to watch you excel in the name of Jesus. They will watch you eat in the name of Jesus. They will watch you progress in the name of Jesus. They will watch you make progress in the name of Jesus. I said they will watch you eat in the name of Jesus. Thunder, my adversaries will watch me eat. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So he keeps them within close proximity. Oh, while they are watching you eat. So you have been praying for them to die. God said, no, 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 no. We don't roll like that. They have to stay within close proximity. You're wondering, they hurt me. Why haven't they left Polokwane? God said, no. If they leave Polokwane, they won't be within close proximity. Ah. Give Jesus your praise tonight. Thunder once again, my adversaries will watch me eat. Thunder, my adversaries will watch me eat. For the last time, thunder, my adversaries will watch me eat. Give the Lord your praise. Give the Lord your praise. Give the Lord your praise. That is recompense and vengeance from the Lord. Let's rise on our feet as we go home.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.